everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us. We are your hosts, David and Jessica. Make sure you follow Super Humanistic on all socials. Make sure you hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And share this podcast with someone that you love that could use more health and wellness tips in their life to help this podcast grow. So, last week, we talked about all the different noises, such as white noise, pink noise, brown noise, all the various noise, violet. So, a lot of information there regarding the breakdown of what those noises mean, how they can benefit you, such as helping with your sleep, reduce stress, and improve your focus and concentration. So, if you want to learn more about the different noises you can incorporate into your life to use as a health and wellness tool, go back and listen to last week's episode. This week, we are going to be diving into all inflammation information. So, basically, we're going to talk about what is inflammation, what type of health issues will you experience if inflammation gets out of control, and then we'll get into some foods that you can incorporate into your lifestyle that will help reduce inflammation and keep you healthy long term. So let's first talk about inflammation and what is chronic inflammation. This has been known to lead to various diseases. Those can include heart disease, diabetes, and even cancer. So you definitely want to start to incorporating anti-inflammatory foods into your diet so you can help lower your risk of these conditions. And you can also boost your mood and energy levels. So it's a win-win all the way around. So what kind of foods help us?
Yeah, so you want to find foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids. So that's those healthier fats. So think of fatty fish, like salmon, tuna, sardines, mackerel. So the fattier fish are really high in omega-3. Nuts like walnuts and chia seeds have a higher omega-3 content. And then flax seeds also. And then foods that have those antioxidants in it. So fruits, think of different berries and the citrus fruits. So like grapefruit, lemons, limes, oranges. Vegetables have high antioxidant counts or are high in antioxidants. Usually the darker greens, so spinach, kale, and then whole grains are high in antioxidants as well. And then probiotics, so yogurt, sauerkraut, kimchi, those are going to be great for inflammation. And then spices like turmeric, did I get it right?
Sure.
Ginger.
Word is always hard to say.
So ginger, turmeric, olive oil, beans, dark chocolate, and tomatoes are also really good for inflammation. They have, tomatoes especially have, I forget the name of it now, but there is a content in it that does help to lower inflammation.
Maybe lycopene?
Yes, that thing.
There you go. I think that's it.
Starts with an L, so probably that. So those are the foods that you want to aim to get more of in your diet. Typically, like we've said along in most of our episodes now, the Mediterranean diet, you're going to find a lot of those foods in that will help with inflammation. You also want to make sure, so things to limit, that way you're avoiding having inflammation in your body would be those processed foods. So staying away from processed foods, sugary drinks, and those unhealthy fats. You want to choose more lean proteins as well. So of course we want to make sure that we're getting enough protein in our diet, but you can choose to not eat red meat and processed meats. So those are going to actually contribute to the higher inflammation. Now, with everything that we've ever said on this show, things in moderation, right? We're not perfect in our diet. We aim to get everything that we need for our bodies and being healthy with our bodies. But there are times throughout the month or throughout the year that we will splurge and have something that is a little less healthy, right? Doesn't mean we're doing it on a weekly, sometimes not even monthly basis. So the red meat, for instance, my husband does enjoy having a hamburger or a steak from time to time.
Yes, I do.
I don't eat red meat. That was something that I've made my mind up a long time ago. But I do splurge on ice cream from time to time or an unhealthy cake or chocolate. So I'm more of the sweets person. But in general, keeping our diet to that Mediterranean diet, avoiding those sugary drinks, the unhealthy fats and food, processed foods, having that lean protein as our source of protein weekly, and then using olive or avocado oil. And that's something that we just have always done. We really never have vegetable oil. Actually, we have it in our pantry right now, and I'm like, why did we buy vegetable oil again? Because we never use it for cooking. So it's been sitting there for months now, unopened, untouched, and not sure why we bought it. Maybe we were thinking of something to make at the time.
Maybe
it was Christmas time, so maybe.
Deep fry some food or something. Yeah. One of those things my wife was talking about. We don't always eat healthy. So
olive oil or avocado oil are your healthier oils that you can cook with that will also help with the inflammation. And then, of course, drinking lots of water. So our bodies do tell us when we don't have enough water, whether it be when you go to the restroom and you notice that your pee is a brighter yellow, you need to drink more water. You maybe have drier lips, so your body's telling you you need more water. So making sure that you are drinking a lot of water also will help to move those foods through your body so that your inflammation can get back under control, if you have it.
All right, a lot of great information there on the type of foods that you can start incorporating into your diet to reduce inflammation. I know we've talked about this in the past. A great way to do it is through a smoothie, and that allows you to get a lot of these nutrients, seeds, green leafy vegetables, fruits, and all those things, and you put it into one smoothie, and in one fell swoop there, you have an antioxidant, anti-inflammation packed drink and meal there, essentially, which can be a lunch replacement or something like that as well. So that's a great way to incorporate it into your diet. And I know we're talking mostly about foods here, but when it comes to anti-inflammation, also go back and listen to our episode about taking a cold shower or doing a cold plunge, which is also another way to reduce inflammation in the body for those that are struggling with that right now. That could really help you out. I hope this episode has inspired you to make some healthy changes to your diet and your lifestyle. Because it's so important to make sure that you're incorporating these tips into your health and wellness routine. So make sure that you follow Super Humanistic on all socials. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And share this podcast with someone that you love that could use more health and wellness tips in their life. Remember, guys, it's really small steps that lead to the big results. And every positive choice that you make brings you closer to being more superhumanistic. We'll see you next time.
Bye.